أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you remember, we are talking about forgiveness. In our previous session, I pointed out that law alone cannot solve our problems. Living in a society has its own problems, difficulties and headaches. To overcome these difficulties, law alone cannot do anything. In addition to law, we must have some other supplementary item in order to tackle the problem. I mentioned that morality is a very important factor that can help supplement law. Morality consists of different principles. One important principle in morality is forgiveness. If we adhere to the principle of forgiveness, many of our problems will get solved, if not dissolved. We will be able to treat our neighbors, our relatives, and our society on fair basis. And we will be able to live a healthy life. All this is possible if we act in accordance with the principle of forgiveness. If we forgive our faulty neighbors, if we forgive those who wrong us, those who encroach upon our rights, you can take revenge. It is permissible for you to revenge yourself upon those who wrong you, but it is better for you spiritually and psychologically, it is better for you to forgive. If you forgive your enemies, those who are unjust to you, then you will feel proud in the heart of your heart. Mentally and spiritually, you will be at ease. And that will be a very good thing. It's not easy to reach spiritual happiness. To reach it is difficult. So one way to reach it is to forgive others. By doing so, we can attain spiritual happiness. I mentioned some verses from the Holy Quran to show the importance and significance of the principle of forgiveness. Allah is very much concerned and very much thoughtful in a way about the principle of forgiveness. He advises us, he asks us to follow this principle. It is in our interest to follow this principle. Let me recite a verse from the Holy Quran that is also very much important. The Holy Quran says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala orders His Prophet to follow the principle of forgiveness. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, step to forgiveness. Follow the principle of forgiveness. وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ Enjoin goodness. Enjoin truth. Try to spread truth, not only through your words, not only through your sayings and writings, but also through your actions. When you act, try to act in a manner that is supporting truth. Do not behave in a way that undermines truth, that weakens truth. Be supportive of truth. Try to uplift truth. You cannot do it unless you do it through your actions. Actions always speak louder than words. Even you, when you talk to your child, if you merely talk to your child to do certain things, but your behavior does not correspond to what you say, your child will not accept your advice. Your child will not follow what you ask him to do. He or she will follow you up only if you are a practicing Muslim. Only if you put into practice what you accept as reality. So first of all, you must act. And here it can be a difference between prophets and philosophers. Philosophers are not required to act. They usually present their theories about different things. But as far as practice is concerned, they don't have anything to do with practice. They say, this is my theory. If you want to reach prosperity and happiness, act on my theory. My theory is helpful to you in such cases. But as far as I'm concerned, I may act on my theory and I may not act on my theory. This is the case with a philosopher. But as far as a prophet is concerned, a prophet is always concerned about his practice. You cannot separate a prophet from his practice. On the one hand, he speaks, he gives lectures, he gives moral advices. On the other hand, he acts. He implements whatever he says. And when people look at the practice of the prophet, then they are impressed by the advice of the prophet, and they begin following the prophet. It shows a sort of sincerity. If you act in accordance with what you say, then you are sincere. And you do not want to deceive others. So that's why you will be followed as a model. So we can try and we can strive hard to propagate truth, to establish truth, and to spread truth. This is our religious duty. And we can spread duty via different ways, through our words, through writing articles, through writing columns, through giving an interview. Similarly, we can do it through our actions. And of course, doing something through actions and doing something practically is more important than supporting something theoretically. And then the verse says, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ Turn away from those who are ignorant. Yes. When people are wise, it is good to engage and debate with them and to talk to them, because they can listen to you, they can understand you, and you can understand them, and there will be a communication between you because they are wise. But if your audience is not wise, if they are not rational, and if they are ignorant, what can you do? The best way, according to the Holy Quran, is to turn away from them. Don't pay attention to them. Pass by them as if you have not seen them. And that is the worst case. Of course, if there is the slightest possibility for guiding the ignorant, one must try to guide the ignorant. We must not take distance from the ignorant people, because we are human beings. And we must sympathize with them. We must try to improve their awareness. We must try to increase their awareness about their environment, about the hereafter, and about Allah's attributes. It is our religious duty. But once we come to a stage where there is no possibility of dialogue, and our audience does not pay any attention to our words, in such a case, we do not have any responsibility. And the only thing that is left, and the only option that remains on the table, is to leave them and to take distance from them. And this is the advice available in the Holy Quran. If you go through the commentaries that are available for this verse, you will find numerous and different commentaries in this regard. One commentary that is interesting is the commentary made by the author of Majmu'ul Bayan. Majmu'ul Bayan has narrated a narration to interpret the verse that was recited. Actually, the tradition that is reported by the author of Majmu'ul Bayan tells us how can we follow the principle of forgiveness. How can we put it into practice? It shows us the mechanism. It shows us the ways of the implementation of this principle. According to the tradition, we can follow the principle of forgiveness if we forgive those who have been unjust to us. Yes, if you live in a society, you, of course, you are in touch with different people. Everyone is not just. Somebody might be unjust to you. Your neighbor might be unjust to you. Your wife or your husband may be unjust to you. Your relatives may be unjust to you. In such cases, what is your responsibility? Morally speaking, your responsibility is to forgive these unjust people. But of course, you can try to change their mindset. You can try to change their views and their behavior through different ways, through practice, through theories. But of course, if you are unable to bring any change in their attitude, then you can forgive them. You can pardon them, saying, okay, you have not done anything wrong to me. You are as good as anyone else. I will deal with you as I will deal with anyone else. And I do not differentiate between you and others. I do not discriminate. So this is one of the ways of putting this principle into practice. Forgive those who are unjust to you. First of all, recognize them, know them, and then try to ignore their mistakes. Try to overlook their faults. Another way of putting this principle into practice is to give something to the one who purposely deprives you of certain things. Maybe in our society there are people who are behaving on discrimination basis. They discriminate between people. They do not deal with people justly and equally. They behave on the principle of discrimination. They give certain things to their friends, to the ethical group they like, to the individuals they love. And they do not give the same facilities to the ones whom they do not like. So they act on the basis of their likes and dislikes. They act on the basis of their own personal preferences, not on the principle of justice, not on the principle of equity. And therefore, they deprive certain people of certain facilities and give their rights to others. What can we do to such kind of people? Of course, we must do certain things to change the atmosphere. We must not sit down saying nothing. Attempts have to be made, and struggles have to be carried out in order to improve the situation. But on the other hand, we must not try to say that, okay, you have done such and such things, and I'm going to punish you. Such a slogan does not respond. It is not good. Forgive them. Say, okay, you have been discriminating. You are unjust, but I'm forgiving you. And this will bring a change in his mindset. In the long run, he will improve. His behavior will improve. Make sure that your behavior will have an impact on him. Don't think that if you forgive him, nothing will change. No, your conduct, your act will be effective. It will have an impact on the other side. And it will bring some sort of improvement on their part. So this is another way of putting this principle into practice. Another case that is mentioned by the tradition is the case of the relatives. Of course, we are in touch with our relatives more than anyone else. We are in touch with our parents, with our brothers, sisters, nephews, uncles, cousins. We are in touch with such kind of people. And it is very much possible that we may face problem with this kind of people because we are more in touch with these people. We face these people every now and then. Therefore, it is very possible that we may find problem while dealing with these people. So how can we solve our problem? Should we break the relation? If there is a minor problem, then we should enlarge it, saying that, okay, I will cut off my relation with you, and I will not speak with you. You will live for yourself, and I will live for myself. And there will be no communication, no relation between us. Should we follow this strategy? Or should we say no? Something wrong has happened. It is correct. But we must ignore it, and we must correct our relation, and we must improve our relations. Islam is supportive of the second idea. Islam says, do not pay attention to mistakes. Do not pay attention always to the negative aspects, and do not be always pessimist. Be optimist. Look at the bright sides of things. Don't always look at the dark side of things. Look at the bright side of things. Improve your relations. And maintain relation with those who are going to cut off the relation with you. If they do not come to your houses, when you invite them, then go to their houses, even if they do not invite you. This is a way of improving the relation. Of course, if he sees this change in your behavior, if he finds this change in your behavior, he will be influenced by your action. He will be under the impact of your action. And your action will automatically bring a change in his life. And then on the next occasion, he will not forget you. He will invite you. He will send you invitation cards. And he will leave you a message. He will contact you telephonically. And so on and so forth. So, a person who is practicing moral principles, he must maintain relations with those who are aiming at cutting off relations. So these are the three cases, but I'm sure we cannot restrict the principle of forgiveness to these three cases. If you make a study, you can find more cases. You can talk about your neighbors. You can talk about another community that has problem with your community. You can talk about other nations who have problem with your nation. We can talk about different issues, and different issues can be addressed by this very simple principle. And that is why there is a narration from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. According to this tradition, قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ لِيَحْيَى بِنِ زَكَرِيَّا. It is said that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, told Yahya bin Zakariya. He told him, what did he tell him? إِذَا قِيلَ فِيكَ مَا فِيكَ فَعَلَمَ أَنَّهُ زَنْبٌ ذُكِرْتَهُ. If somebody talks about something that is existing in you, then make sure that it is your fault and try to correct it. Try to improve your behavior. If they find a fault with you and the fault is with you, then confess to your fault and try to improve. And be bold enough to improve your action. Say, yes, the fault lies with me, but I am determined to improve my performance and my behavior. And فَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ mean, and try to repent. To repent on account of the actions or the action you have perpetrated. وَإِنْ قِيلَ فِيكَ مَا لَيْسَ فِيكَ. If they talk about something that does not exist in you, if they accuse you of doing certain things which you have not done, in such cases, فَعْلَمْ إِنَّهُ حَسَنَ كُتِبَتْ لَكَ. In such cases, make sure that this accusation will be considered by God as a good act. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will consider it as a good act for you. Good acts can be achieved through endeavor. You must make endeavor. You must work hard in order to be able to do a good act. But here, you have done a good act without striving and without struggling. So it is a good act, and God will include it in your file, and it will be beneficial for you. So therefore, try to be a person who forgives and try to pardon all other people. Forgiving, pardoning is something that is very much recommendable and that is very much advisable. Let us follow this principle. This principle is a very good principle. Thank you very much.